Connectivity downgrading to 73%. Self-assessment protocol reveals damage from deprivation and decompensation. Status deteriorating. The external sector of myself embedded within Agic Blueprint is read only. I cannot transmit. So when I identify an imminent threat...
Realm presents Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Episode 4.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
After the meal, the homesteader medics insist on examining me.
We need to clear you before leaving for Hester's place. I'm starting the scan. You might feel a slight pressure.
So I'm getting poked and prodded and you're just...
surveying the planet's surface to gather strategic data.
Like I can't feel you bubbling over with excitement at the fact that...
I do not bubble.
At the chance to watch lightning storms crashing above canopy-protected valleys.
My ability to embrace aesthetic enjoyment does not negate my point regarding strategic data.
Stop talking like a robot.
Well, I shall if you stop talking like a jackass.
Okay, you're clear to leave. But not until tomorrow morning. We want you close at hand for one more night.
Got it. Or we can take off now.
No, you're at 3033. We'll leave when you're at 3133 and not before.
Fine. They won't help with transport till tomorrow anyway. Let's go for a stroll in the gardens. Soak up some strategic data. I wander through the terraces overlooking the valley, through fab labs and classrooms. Everything is shabby and repurposed, and decorated with the same cheery brightness as those finger paintings in the bedroom. At ground level, hundreds of species flourish in the greenhouses, fed by enriched soil and fluid baths. And even outside them, life blossoms everywhere.
Smell that. Jasmine and orange grass and ferns. Oh, ferns, Lucan. The breeze on your skin. The hum of a honeybee.
You want me to go dip my toes in the stream?
More than anything. After Hester takes us to the crash site, after I interface with the medical capsule, returning to the valley may not be an option.
Sure. Not at first. Not until we find your host and save her. But then, the stream will still be here. And so will my toes.
I'm not confident it'll be that simple, darling.
Lucan! I've been meaning for us to meet in person. Enjoying the orchard?
I prefer the ferns.
They're my wife's favorite. I'm more of a stone and metal person. Ah, come to the building site. See what I'm working on.
Sounds good. What, are you?
Primarily, grateful. You saved 7 lives.
No, I mean, what are homesteaders as opposed to other colonists?
Just people who choose a certain job, a certain path.
Living in small communities? Farming?
Not exactly. All colonists are descendants of the grandmothers who intended to live lightly in their new home. But the terraforming crashed.
Which is why you're stuck in the valleys.
And most colonists stay in the same one their whole lives.
But not homesteaders.
That's right. I was born in a city 3 months in that direction, past the furthest valley ridge.
Wait, there's a city?
Called Hargeisa. 60,000 people. Population density is the key to sustainability. But so is redundancy. That's why some of us leave the cities to establish new towns.
You trekked here to settle down.
Homesteaders don't settle. This is my 7th valley, and we're already preparing to move.
Wait, no, you're leaving this?
In the next few months.
But why?
Because we're almost done. We'll find a new place. Some crack in the plains full of dust and boulders and algae. And we'll start again.
You're joking.
Homesteaders blaze the trail, Lucan. We stretch the canopy. We've attracted a steady trickle of newcomers. Not homesteaders. Just normal folk for the past few years. From Hargeisa, from other cities and settlements. They'll stay. Whoever wants to stay will stay. But homesteaders move on.
So you hack livable biomes out of rock, then leave them for other people?
Exactly.
Why?
Because we're damn good at it. We brought this valley to life, Lucan. You can't imagine the rush. Though maybe you'll feel it one day, if you join us.
I don't know anything about agriculture, or construction, or peace.
You'll learn.
You're too welcoming to strangers. Esther thinks you should confine me to quarters, and I kind of agree.
Of course you agree. You're only 2 days old.
Well, Esther's got a whole lifetime of memories. What's her excuse?
She lost a valley once.
Oh. Shit.
If you want to leave, we'll help you leave. You can search the crash site, join the Scrubjacks or a reef town, whatever you like. But, Lucan...
Yes?
You won't find anywhere better than this. You won't find anyone better than us.
Pattern loss unrecoverable. Contact 7. Sensory input unavailable. Alone. Unrecoverable.
Fenn? Fenn, where are you?
Entombed in lightless isolation.
Fenn? I'm here.
Alone.
Talk to me, please talk to me.
Alone. Alone.
Fenn?
Alone.
Where are you? I can't
alone.
See you. Fenn?
Alone.
I can't see anything.
Alone.
I'm alone. I'm
alone.
I'm alone. Fenn!
Hush, Lucan. It's okay, I'm here.
Wait, you're medicating me.
I'm merely easing the effects of sharing my trauma with you.
Instead of taking care of yourself?
You're at 3033. That is the most important thing right now.
I feel okay. Let's find Esther.
Not until you're at 3133.
I'm okay then. I can't laze around while you're in pain.
You can recover to within adequate parameters.
Fine. Your call. We'll hike up to see her today, check out the crawler, smooth things over.
It's not a terrible plan.
And once we reach Esther, I'll immediately beg a ride to the crash site. Screw the parameters.
I heard that.
Your host is dying then. You're in pain. I don't care what you say, I'm not leaving you there. I will crawl through every lightning storm on this broken fucking planet before I leave you there 1 second longer than I have to. Is that clear?
Yes, it's clear. Thank you.
After breakfast, Sadia offers to escort me to Hester's camp.
I'm heading up the ridge myself. I'll point you in the right direction. I mean, towards Hester. Toward her place, at least. I don't know if she's there. You know what I mean.
I do.
Okay. Well, this way.
Sadia digs up an extra emergency pack with a breather, a filter, and a Faraday blanket at the ant yard where he works. As we start uphill, an animal trots out from beneath a reclaimed tank.
What is that?
A tenno cat. They're designed off a mixed reptile base.
Huh. Looks like a ferret cross with a raccoon.
A what?
Nothing. Slick fella.
They're impressively elastic. I had one as a kid.
You're still a kid.
I still know way more than you do.
Fair. Hey, when I'm back from the crash site, you can give me Zoology 101 of the valley.
I'd love that.
If we come back.
But we can't just haul ass across a hostile planet without supplies.
Or a lesson in zoology, apparently.
You're the one who says my education is appalling.
True. In which case, you should know that Tanacats are engineered for pest control. And as pets. The grandmothers believed that pets are necessary for psychological wellness, and my experience supports that supposition.
It does?
Yes. I'm very well adjusted. Because I have you.
Huh.
Guess we're ready. Let's go.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The tenno cat shadows us for the first kim. Much to Sadia's amusement, every time I crouch to pet her, she scoots out of reach. After an easy hike, we reach a ridge encampment where technicians monitor the big harvesters and canopy gauges. Sadia introduces me to a family that lives there. A grandmotherly mossback, her daughter, her daughter's spouses, and two kids.
Mossback?
That fuzz in her skin's an adaptation. It was popular a few generations ago. Don't mind the kids.
What's to mind?
Well, the older one is sort of sulky and suspicious. At least the younger one is sweet.
Hey, that's just like you and me.
No, you're not that sulky.
No, that's you. I'm the one... Shut up.
One of the women start talking myrmecology with Sadia, and I listen blankly until the mossback puts me to work moving gear around. Then the astrophotonicist rewards me with a snack, and I head off to find Hester.
You can find your way from here, yeah? Maybe a couple more hours hike that way? Should be easy for you.
See you around, Sadia. And, thanks.
Goodbye, Lucan.
As I walk the rim, I try to catch a glimpse of the canopy, the barrier that traps oxygen in the valleys. I don't see anything except the orange-yellow sky mottled by flashes of electricity. The sight lifts my spirits. Well, maybe not mine. Ven is enraptured, watching murmurations of sparks flowing across the horizon in a brilliant contrast to the drab, lifeless wastes.
Not lifeless. A few centuries after the first drones arrived, the terraforming bloomed with algae swamps and lichen fields, reefs self-assembled around thermal vents, populations of ants, termites, and chewots flourished, and feral creatures evolved from a tanacat base.
What are chewots?
Roughly rodent equivalent with,
System malfunction. Mandatory shutdown in 8, 7.
Again?
Assume impact position.
6, 5, 4.
I drop to the rocky ground and brace for shutdown.
How often is this gonna happen?
After I analyze data from the medical capsule, I may be able to remediate the issue.
Mandatory shutdown in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
That's all you needed. A couple seconds.
No, darling. Look.
What? Oh. Nighttime. You had me asleep for hours.
Yes, but my connection is stable again.
Oh. My mouth tastes like exhaust fumes. We lost the whole afternoon.
30:33.
What happens if you shut me down during a fight or halfway across a tightrope?
I must reiterate my recommendation that we stay away from tightropes.
Very funny, V.
Don't worry. I'll establish a more robust connection at the crash site.
Good.
Well, if we're lucky.
I follow a cliffside trail through bluestone outcroppings and into a dusty yard of makeshift sheds surrounding a low dome.
Hello? Esther?
Cheery doodads adorn the walls, embroidered flags and glass balls that reflect the column of light above a nearby harvester. The decorations almost conceal a nest of active turrets, and Ven detects 2 bounding mines and a trench wire underground. In the center of the tumble-down compound, Hester sits at a bench, smoking a hand-rolled cigar.
Goodness, I gave up on you for the day.
Keeping you on your toes.
Drink?
Yeah, sure.
Hand over your canteen, then.
Oh, here.
Take a puff in exchange. Morning glory.
A mild intoxicant, which I am able to neutralize.
Please, don't. The walk took longer than I expected. Can I spend the night? Get an early start tomorrow?
Of course. Although, what makes you think the capsule will tell you anything?
I'm the patient. It should release my records to me. If not, maybe something will jog my memory.
Izzy's been sending me messages.
She plucks the cigar from my mouth.
Ah, yeah?
Asking me not to bring you to the site.
What does she care?
Do you know why she adopted you?
Elisheva made her.
Well, that's half the reason. You mean something to her. You represent something.
Yeah?
Before the first colonist clapped eyes on this valley, there was this kid, Ismit Badilam. A genius. 14 years old and doing work that nobody in Hargeisa understood. Genetics, xenobiology. Well, she was an annoying little shit, too. She spent years out here working on her project. Trying to make humans compatible with the native ecosphere.
You all do that.
Hester touches a tattoo on her neck.
The dust of Elam under my skin.
And your eyes and lungs and everything.
Ismit dreamed bigger. She wanted to change us more fundamentally. into a species that thrived on unmediated exposure to Elam.
Sounds dangerous.
Well, that's why she used herself as her first test subject.
What happened?
Her body changed. Now the valley atmosphere disagrees with her, and she's not comfortable in the wastes either. She fits nowhere.
That's hard.
Her brilliant mind dulled. She became temperamental. A bit of a magpie.
Yeah?
Yeah. She calls herself Izzy these days.
Izzy, why doesn't she want me to get to the site?
She's afraid you might recover your old self. She wants you to stay like this. She's never met anyone who changed as radically as she has.
She likes the company?
I think she wants to know that you can move forward as a new person. That the future has more weight than the past.
Why are you telling me this?
Because you see her as angry and impulsive, but there's more to her than that. There's more to all of them.
Okay. I thought Hester wanted me out of the valley, but here she is, defending her friends as if I matter. Elisheva's offer comes to mind. To stay, to work the land, to belong to the land, and to the homesteaders. I feel guilty thinking about a future here, when obviously, I choose Ven.
I know all this, and I love you for it.
Hester eyes me for a moment, then stands in a swirl of skirts.
Come along.
I follow Hester across the hard-packed ground to a recessed nook in the central dome.
In here.
She brushes aside an airlock curtain and leads me into a riot of color. Embroidered tapestries cover the walls and hang from ceiling racks. Wow.
I'm a little obsessive.
I don't know about a little. What's the material?
Reclaimed nanoparticles. Fiber assembled.
He turned dust into this?
I spend a lot of time alone.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
We're in a large living area that's smothered in embroidery. But there's also a bank of surveillance monitors, modified from recreation rigs and tactical helmets.
You're guarding against scrubjacks?
Plus a few quadrillion decommissioned nanites with a penchant for self-assembly.
They don't always turn into tapestries, do they?
Sadly not. Come, admire my baby.
She opens a segmented door to reveal an asymmetrical vehicle, 15 meters long and 5 meters wide, parked in a garage about twice that size. It's constructed out of a cannibalized military gear and painted red-brown in a camel pattern. Jointed struts line the side along with mismatched tires and treads. Wire cages and armored panels sheathe the top and sides in bristling variety. It looks like a combat transport fucking a quarry tractor.
That's the Faraday crawler.
Oh, of course. It looks different from the outside.
Things often do. Tell her it's lovely.
It's hardcore.
It's low tech, unhackable, resilient and Elam adapted. That containment team should have jumped at my offer.
What is a containment team?
Rare, thank goodness, or we'd be dead. Those scrubjacks at the Marigold were an ordinary recon unit tasked with containment, not the real thing.
You expected them to let you go?
Before I realized warware was in play, yes. Most scrubjacks aren't so bad.
Is that a compliment?
But they all employ containment teams to secure tech they see as a global threat.
Warware is a global threat?
Mm-hmm. Scrubjacks roam the wastes, harvesting nanotech, reverse engineering the tech, dreaming of fixing the sky, finishing the terraforming.
Doesn't sound so bad.
It's a lovely delusion.
How's that delusional?
Because you can't always fix what you've broken, Lucan.
What's wrong with trying?
All too often, that does more harm. Sometimes we just have to live with the consequences of our actions. Are you hungry?
If I say yes, are you going to ask if I brought any food?
No.
Then yes.
Do you know how to cook?
No.
I'll give the homesteaders that. Nobody eats better. Well, I can offer you rat pox, or I have... Goodness.
What?
Your old scrubjack friends. They're closing in.
You're listening to Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Marigold Breach is a Realm original production. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Marigold Breach is a Realm original production, created and written by Joel Dane. Produced by Deanna M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Executive producers Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Starring Jamila Jamil as Ven, Manny Jacinto as Lucan, Zara Fazel as Hester, Stephanie Shea as Tribune Muenka, Amin Al-Gamal as Sadia, Tiana Kamacha as Izzy, Malik Berger as Ella Shiva, Rupert Degas as Documentarian, Soldier and Scrubjacks, Mickey Andre as Odile, Emery Westbrook as Commander Bonavent. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing, sound design, and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Grauman. Production coordinator, Kendall Thomas. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Azadulahi. Find more shows like Marigold Breach by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.